Gaslighting, former Mexican border police official accuses Trump of protecting cartels. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 14, 2025. A cartel-connected former top law enforcement official in the Mexican border state of Nuevo León is publicly calling for U.S. President Donald J. Trump to be investigated for protecting Los Zetas and Ismael El Mayo Zambada. That same former law enforcement official was the target of several investigations by Breitbart Texas for widespread corruption, cover-ups, and protecting drug cartels during his term as the head of law enforcement for Nuevo León. This week, during a public event in Monterrey, Aldo Fasci, the former Secretary of Public Safety for the state of Nuevo León, claimed that Donald Trump should be investigated for protecting the cartel led by El Mayo Zambada and Los Zetas. "I want to make a public complaint because there needs to be an investigation into Donald Trump," Fasci said. "Because he is playing with the safety of all of us, including North Americans." Fasci erroneously claimed that Trump had not designated Los Zetas and El Mayo's faction of the Sinaloa cartel as foreign terrorist organizations, FTO, and, as such, he was protecting them as a way to redirect the narco economy. "By not declaring them as terrorists, he is strengthening them and protecting them," Fasci said. "Because anyone that goes to the United States and buys or does any deal with him, terrorist cartels, or sells to them including weapons, is a terrorist and a traitor to the nation, but not with those two, Zetas and Mayos. So who are you going to buy from?" Fasci's claim is entirely false, since the terrorist designation made by the U.S. Department of State in February does list those organizations as FTOs, Breitbart Texas reported. The State Department lists Cartel del Noreste in the designation and then uses its other aliases, CDN, Northeast Cartel, Los Zetas. In the case of the Sinaloa cartel, the State Department does not list individual factions such as Los Chapitos, Los Mayos, El Mayo Zambada, and others, but designated the entire organization as Cartel del Sinaloa, Sinaloa Cartel, Mexican Federation, and Guadalajara Cartel. Fasci is the same former public official exposed by Breitbart Texas for staging flashy raids and news conferences and then closing the cases without turning them over to state or federal prosecutors as a way to protect cartel-connected individuals. Another Breitbart Texas investigation revealed that Fasci, along with his former state police commissar General Jorge Fernando Garza, covered up cartel murders and kidnappings performed by their officers at the time. The two had also overseen the cover-ups of three murders, including the shooting of two men in October 2019 and the throwing of another man from a government building in April 2019. In both of those cases, the murder suspects were identified at the time to Breitbart Texas by law enforcement sources as cops working for certain cartels. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.